Welcome to the I Self-Reflect podcast, where together we'll work to achieve self-love, self-growth, and self-reflection.
I want you to be your own guru. I want you to realize how powerful you really are, because I believe what we say to ourselves is of great importance, and our mind is our greatest asset.
Now, here's your host, Laureano Mercado.
Hello, my beautiful peoples. Thank you for tuning into the I Self-Reflect podcast. Today, I want to discuss an out-of-the-box, thought-provoking notion that came to me from a movie that is currently playing in theaters. Now, this shit kind of fucked me up. And those of you who have listened to the episode where I discussed my past in meeting a witch and a whole lot of other weird shit that happened to me, which I still live through, still on this daily basis, but watching this movie made me relapse back to that same train of thought that I had in that situation, which was me thinking wholeheartedly that I was in a lucid dream all day. And so this is like a real thought idea that you can look up. It's called the simulation hypothesis, which is a proposal regarding the nature of existence, which posits that all of existence is an artificial simulation, which in turn just means, are we ourselves living in a video game? Now, that movie is called The Free Guy. With this fucking mind fuck of a movie bringing this thought back to me, holy shit. Now, just so you don't have to look it up, let me tell you what the movie is about. But consider this your fair warning, listening to the rest of this episode, that this might have some spoilers in it. So if you have not yet watched the movie, come back to this episode after you've done so. But I did try to wait a little bit until it's been out in theaters to actually mind jam about this. So Ryan Reynolds plays a bank teller who discovers he's actually a background player in an open world video game. He then decides to become the hero of his own story, one that he can rewrite himself in a world where there's no limits. He's determined to save the day his way before it's too late, and maybe find a little romance with the coder who convinced him. So, he realizes he's a conscious being inside this open world video game, and theoretically lives his own Groundhog's Day over and over again, which means the same fucking day over and over again. Until he has this awakening experience. As the movie goes on, you'll find this out. It was a special programming inside of him put there by his coder to enable the spark. Hence, elevated consciousness. Like, what? Get the fuck out of here. Now look, you probably should know I'm the guy my friends would call crazy and that believes in these different transverse ideas. But nonetheless, this is a question I proposed to several people in my life after watching this movie. The question, if you knew you were living in a simulated world, like a video game, what would you do? How would you live your life on the daily basis if you knew the world you live in was an augmented reality? How would you feel about it? How would you create reality afterwards? Like, man, if you just let that shit marinate, what would you really think and how would you feel? Let's just say you just knew one day, you just woke up and it just hit you and you're like, shit. Now that's the proposed question I'm putting out there to you as well. So ever since my birthday in early September, I've been on this mindset, right? And having this sort of flashback sense to this emotion, I took it to the max, like, fuck. What would I do if this was true? Like, even if the world or my outside world thought otherwise, and I said something along the lines of, well, I would love to, like, live each day like it was my last, pretty much, right? Like, each day to the fullest, and to whatever I felt compelled to do that certain day in my deepest feelings. Or I might just generate, like a fuck it attitude. But, you know, I started really thinking about it. Like, well, shit, fuck. Using that same thought now, in this moment, what would I do? And quickly I thought, well, I would never get a job, ever. just doesn't make sense in a world of lucid dream or augmented reality slash video game. I would ever just want to give my time or imaginary self of an idea of whatever this human being thing is to somebody else, right? Well, I would then have to figure out some sort of passive income source, just in case the shit wasn't what I thought to be and ended up just getting fucked up by that realization that you actually do need to get some sort of income or money just to live. Which sounds weirdly fucked up to me. Like, you have to devote your human time and energy just to live on this planet. Because if you don't, you might end up homeless, hungry, and dead in the streets. Life's fucking crazy. But I figure, hey, could be that same with simulation world. Just, there's rules. Who knows? So, next thought. What would else I do if, like, I knew I was living in a simulation? What else? And I proposed a new idea to wrap your head around. Like, let's say, how about if you had, like, $25 million? What would you do? Right? Now, these two ideas connect in a way to say, are we living our happiest, best lives, simulation world or not? And how could you, in turn, make it into as such, right? Whether you have this fuck it notion of, like, you woke up and think this is dream world, or you woke up one day and you're $25 million richer, would that look the same to you? Now, I provoked this question to spark something new in you, whether it's a mindset or whatever, and to always have, like, a quote reality check on yourself. Like, are you happy? Are you doing what you feel you should be doing with your day, your year, your life? Because shit, if you're not living your best life every fucking day, then what the fuck are you doing? Now, funny thing is that this is not even what I want to talk about or mind jam about. You know, it's just odd that we have to even talk about these things, because then it sounds like you're trying to be convinced to live your best life every day. And it's just a weird, struggling conversation when you think about it from that view. You know, we are brought to us so many ideas that tell us that we can't, or people remind us that about all the fears and the struggle life brings to us as human beings living on this planet. And so most people are just always stuck in this fear-based life. But, you know, honestly, that's not where I'm going with all this. You know, listening to this will always be a thought in your head, either as a new idea, a fainted memory, just tucked away in your subconsciousness, or some shit you just might think, fuck you, what do you know? But does it really matter in the end? The realization is not this wake-up call, because you already knew all this shit all along, right? What I'm talking about is, what is this missing puzzle piece we feel that is missing from our lives, that disconnects us at times? I can't tell you quite what that is, but it's probably something that is so relatable we actually all feel it. And for some reason, each year that goes by, we feel closer to it. Patterns, synchronicity, to maybe, who the fuck are we? Well, welcome to the story. Your own life story, where you are the captain of your own ship. Exciting to each day, brand new to each moment, and the bewilderment to the next fucking moment. What will you do with yours, baby? What will you do with yours? Until next time, I love you. Peace.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the I Self Reflect podcast. Subscribe and tune in next time to continue your journey to self-love, growth, and reflection. Make sure you follow us on all social channels at iSelfReflect. And check out our shop at iSelfReflect.com. That's iSelfReflect.com. Until next time, keep spreading the love.